I'm WUWM's Eddie Morales. Earlier this summer, I visited Circus World in Baraboo. The sights and sounds evoke the golden age of the circus. Its presence is loud and colorful. In the late 1800s, traveling performers rode ornate wagons through towns to promote the big show.
So everyone knew it was circus day, all the shops were closed, and everyone would sort of follow the parade onto the showgrounds to see the show.
That's Julie Parkinson, Circus World's new executive director. Today, the Wisconsin Historical Society operates the site. Circus World is home to several national landmarks, hundreds of artifacts and wagons, and seasonal live performances. Parkinson explains, the Ringling Brothers were some of the most influential circus owners and performers, and their roots were here in Wisconsin.
They started their circus here in 1888, and Baraboo was their hometown. And it became their winter quarters, which just means they would go out with their circus in the spring and come back in the fall. And then they would bring all their animals and wagons and equipment and everything and just regroup here over the winters to get ready for the spring show.
To document that history, the museum first opened in 1959. Parkinson's grandfather and father worked at the museum, and she used to be a circus performer.
I started performing when I was about 10 years old, along with my sister. Later, I went and performed with Ringling Brothers and a few other shows. And basically, I've been gone for 23 years, and now I'm returning back to my roots.
Before we see today's show, Parkinson leads us to a noisy corner of the grounds where workers are excavating.
This is what we call Ringlingville. And these buildings here along Water Street are original buildings that were from the Ringling Brothers' winter quarters. So this was way before they combined forces with Barnum and Bailey Circus. We're walking by the Ring Barn right now, was built in 1901. The really cool thing is all of these buildings are on track to be renovated.
Excavation started this summer, and the renovations will finish next year. That's not the only restoration happening at Circus World. The more than 200 wagons in Baraboo account for the largest circus wagon collection in the world. A wagon with chipped white paint and dull gold coloring sits in the pavilion. It's called the Swan Bandwagon. Parkinson says it will serve as the catalyst for a resurgence in wagon restoration.
This will be eventually done completely in gold leaf. We're guessing to restore the whole wagon, it'll be a 2 to 3 year process, and right now we're looking at just under $200,000 to restore it.
The day's Big Top Circus show is about to begin. As we approach a large red and white tent, the sounds of crowd chatter and music grow louder. Inside, the roof of the tent is dark, like a clear midnight sky.
The show's about to begin now in just a minute.
It starts with the acrobatic swing act. Acrobats use the swing's momentum to flip high through the air. A net catches them after a long descent. Later, a horse riding duo perform tricks. One of them takes control of both horses. He stands with one foot on each saddle as the animals move in tandem. With one hand holding the reins, he guides his partner up to his shoulders, where she briefly stands as they wave to the crowd. For the finale, the audience looks up at a tightrope. A motorcycle balancing on the rope is connected to an acrobat below. The pair entertain the crowd as they perform stunts above their heads. After the show, Parkinson shares her vision for the future of Circus World.
You know, really the sky's the limit how we continue that, whether it's creating a circus school down the road, continuing to try to build new exhibits and be part of the community and educate the community of just what a gem we have here.
For Parkinson, the golden age of the circus is alive and well in Baraboo. Eddie Morales, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Remember, ladies and gentlemen, keep the circus spirit alive in your heart.